So come on up, you guys, and we'll have a little time together. I don't know, ice cream sundae trivia sounds like a blast. All right. Okay, so come on over here. Thank you. So I was reading our readings for this Sunday, and I was struck by something in the reading from the Old Testament. And it talks about that they're wild animals. And it mentioned two wild animals in the desert area where, you know, where we hear all the stories about Jesus and his ancestors and our ancestors. So, what do you think two wild animals from the desert would be? What do you think they were, Ethan? Snake and what? Snake's a good guess. Yeah. Anybody else have an idea? Wild animals? Scorpion, good guess. You got another one, Ethan? Bugs, yeah. Insects, that counts. Bugs are animals. Anybody else have an idea? You guys are going to, I don't know how you guys are going to feel, but I was shocked. Jackals and ostriches. What's an ostrich? It's a bird that has a little tiny head, a super long neck, a big, huge body, and it's known for sticking its head in the sand. And it can't fly. And if you go out by Palm Springs, you can actually ride one. They do ostrich races. Seriously, it's weird. So I wanted to ask you guys about the animals in the Bible. How many different animals do you think are mentioned, animals and insects, that are in the Bible? You don't know. Guess. A number, yeah. A number. 100, good guess. At least 135. Who do you think is the animal that's mentioned the most in the Bible? Now, this one, you should all get. What is it? Lamb. Yeah, sheep, 514 times. How many times do you think they mention cattle or an ox? 300. That's a good 316, 435. Then the next one's goat, and then donkeys or horses. Then, I was surprised, lions. I know, 144 times. Snakes, 59 times. A dove, how many times do they mention doves? A lot, 47. And then this one I was surprised by. How many times do you think, Becky, they talked about dogs?
A lot,
41 times. How many times do you think they talked about cats? Yes, zero. Amazing. And I have a list of...
Careful.
Of all the animals in the Bible, it's ginormous. So anyone have a particular favorite animal you want me to look up? Maybe I can get it.
Cheetah.
A cheetah? Oh, cheetah. I don't know. That might just be, let's see. Well, if I had my glasses, I could do it. Cheetah. Tick-tock, stop that. I don't think the cheetah's mentioned.
Well, that's because cheetahs never prosper.
Cheaters never prosper. Declan's liking that one. You could use that at school. That's perfect sixth grader joke.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you may.
Do any of the kids know where to find a snake here in the nave at Trinity?
Oh, a snake here. Have you seen a picture of a snake anywhere?
There is a snake here.
Oh, I think I know where it is. A snake bracelet. Yeah, Jeannie has a snake bracelet on her desk. Yeah. But what about, do you see one? Those blue things, you know, I don't think those are snakes. Those are fish. I always thought they were shrimp.
Yes, follow me and I will make you shrimpers.
Yeah. They give up. Where's there a snake? Oh, yeah.
St. Patrick's Crozier is resting on the back of a snake. The snake is not looking excited about this. Yeah, there's a snake right there.
All right.
Uh-huh. So now you know.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You'll have to go by and look at it.
Here's his open mouth, and curls around like that.
So God made all of us, made all the animals, made all the insects, and God calls everything, what does God call everything in creation? Good. So I think it's great that we all have pets, cats and dogs and lizards and snakes and mice and birds and a sloth, you only wish. So let's get together and let's say a prayer, and then you guys get, not like a sloth, it'll take all day, and then you guys get to go off to school. Okay, ready? Let's put our hands out. Come on, everybody. Dear God, bless us and our animals and all the animals of the world. We thank you so much for the joy they give us, and open our hearts to be kind and loving to all your creatures. Amen.